Okay, how are you detaining A? L-A-C-A-K-A-M-E-I-O-Y. Her name is E-T-R-A-N-E-Z. Okay. 6-7-14. As you've seen, with history of fever, fatigue, headache, congestion, diarrhea, dehydration, runny nose for 3 days, and sore throat. Vital signs within our limits, immunizations up to date, allergies to amoxicillin and penicillin, current medications none, medical history negative, cervical history negative. Patient presents with present illness of fever, vomiting, congestion the past 4 days, also with having chest pain and sore throat, temperature elevated 105 first day. Mother states has had green stools 5 days ago, diarrhea past 4 days. Saw a pediatric 7 days ago, given RX for Sysomax for 4 days with vomiting times 3 and diarrhea with increased temp. Diarrhea stopped today with shortness of breath the past 2 days when she goes out into the yard, complaints of lethargy. Seen Kingwood Hospital 5 days ago, told virus chest with negative UA, no meds, with the history of increased temp and 105 and palpitations. Total dehydration with IV fluids times 1. Reveal symptoms of crying a lot, past medical history, non-contributory, social and family history, non-contributory. Patient appears to be in mild distress. Pupils equal around accommodation. Tympanic membrane is clear. And it's extrachymosis attack, when discovered benign, there's no local mucosal nuclear inflammation exudates, neck supple without masses, lungs, clear ossification percussion, heart regular rhythm without murmuring out, abdomen with periumbilical tenderness without guarding or rebound, extremities and negative tenderness or restricted range of motion, skin without rash or lesion, neurological within all the limits. Patient had flu screen done, which was negative, with diagnosis of gastroenteritis, viral syndrome, given prescription for Zolgran, the continued fluids, and follow-up is needed. We turn to the ER, of course. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.